Couple of random facts for you. The word apron was originally napron, spelled with an N, a napron. But when people would say a napron, most people would just hear, oh, you want an apron. So eventually it just became apron.
It's almost like a manila envelope or vanilla envelope. We had the discussion with Wendy earlier a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where, which one is it? Which one is it?
I don't know.
It's manila.
More than 50% of the world has brown eyes. Only 1 to 2% of people have green eyes.
Hmm. Here are some lies that you learned in kindergarten that you probably still believe to this day. Getting close to the TV will damage your eyes. There's actually no evidence that watching TV up close will damage your eyes over time. It might give you a headache, but it's not going to be too bad. Humans only have 5 senses. Well, they've been teaching that for more than 2,000 years right now. But these days, scientists believe we have actually more than 10 senses, including pain, balance, time, and body awareness. Also, that one about gum taking 7 years to digest, it actually breaks down in normal time, just like any other food, like in about 2 hours. But don't start swallowing your gum all the time right now, because it's sticky enough to make other foods clump together as they pass through your gut, and that could cause other
problems.
That
sounds like it could cause a sticky problem, yes. 63-year-old president of Kentucky State University is taking a $90,000 pay cut. Why? So 24 employees at a school who make minimum wage can get a $3 an hour raise. He says he's not doing it for publicity, and he's not trying to make a political statement about raising minimum wage. He just thinks they deserve it. So he's cutting his own pay by $90,000.
Rock on, man.
Wow.
Forbes put together a list of the coolest cities in America based on things like entertainment options, cultural options, diversity, young people, and breweries. The top 5, Washington, D.C., Seattle, Austin, Houston, and San Francisco.
I like the fact that breweries was included in that.
Yeah, in the cool category.
Yeah.
Now, I've been to D.C., Seattle, and San Francisco, and I have to say, they're pretty cool. Yeah,
I've been to all 3 of those as well. I've not been to Houston or Austin either, I guess. 35-year-old man in Pennsylvania really likes cheese, Swiss cheese. He tried to steal 4 big logs of Swiss cheese from a grocery store by what else? Shoving them down his pants. They caught him because he was waddling his way out of the store. As you can expect with 4 big logs of Swiss cheese. He was arrested. Turns out he had just stolen 3 more logs of Swiss cheese from a different store just a few days earlier.
That's too much Swiss cheese.
This guy's really hung up on the Swiss.